And it's time for the FarmWord Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by FarmWord Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're speaking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, last week was the WASDE report, and now we're looking at several weeks of no reports in terms of the grain markets. How have the markets reacted this week?
Yeah, exactly. We had a nice little run-up at the end of last week on Friday there, and followed by a nice little session in the green on Monday as well. So we've seen a positive bounce. You know, we've gotten back to levels we haven't seen in a couple months, really, on both this year's crop and if you look out to the 19 new crop contracts as well. You know, getting back to a pretty decent level. We've seen a little sell-off here the last couple days, and now especially today, beans are taking a little bit of a hit. But you know, the run up last week seemed to start on record bean crush and some really good export inspections. So demand, you know, you're finding at these prices, they're crushing a lot of beans, and demand has been picking up as well. So you know, that's what we need to kind of establish a bottom and find some support in beans, and then it's just going to be up to yield. And now as we move into South America going forward, it does help, you know, that the funds are short. So if you get a little bit of positive news, you know, you get some short covering, some buying there for managed money. You know, you maybe have some outside money coming in from stocks and things like that as well, into commodities. So that's, you know, always welcome when we're trying to find a little bit of a rally. On top of that, you know, with the weather and the snow in areas, you know, over the weekend and things like that, it, you know, helped support prices a little bit. Just, you know, a little worry about quality, maybe seeing the top side of yields on some of these beans that were sitting out in the snow and things like that. But, you know, once we've traded that news, which we mostly have, now it's just back to, you know, harvest is picking back up. So I'm sure you have some quite a bit of selling pressure, you know, over the scales, and people dumping extra bushels, especially with the record bean yields that we've heard all over. You know, you have that. You have Brazil is on record pace as far as planting, fastest on record up to this point. So what that means is, you know, the trade for now until you have some sort of weather hiccup, the trade's going to look at max yield potential down in South America since their planting has gotten off to such a good start. So, you know, other than that, it's, like you said, no yield reports in a while, and we're just going to need to keep looking towards demand and having that side of the equation help us out a little bit here.
Well, and you mentioned Brazil, Jalen. It's been reported that Brazil is starting to run out of soybean stocks. Is that going to help U.S. prices if they need to import more?
Yeah, you know, it's going to take news like that, little things to come across, saying that China's got to come back to the plate, or maybe, you know, Argentina's coming to us to buy some more beans to cover their own needs and shipping their stocks off to China. Exactly, you know, things like that are what we're going to need to see. We haven't seen a whole lot of it up to this point, but you know, we're definitely hoping on it. That's about as much as we can do right now. But you know, I'm sure at some point they're gonna need some demand from us. It's just it all comes down to how much, you know, with these big bean stocks, big yields, big acres. You know, you're gonna need more than less, that's for sure. You know, extra demand here shipping out of the U.S.
So, Jalen, what are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on for next week?
Yeah, going into next week, you know, the weather, obviously, if there's any weather changes that might impact harvest and, you know, quality of grain, yield loss, you know, stuff like that, things like that, snow event. But as of right now, looks pretty good. South America looks pretty good, so there's not much for news as far as weather, unless something changes there. It'll be interesting to see the commitment of traders report tomorrow, see how much they covered as far as their short position, you know, at the end of last week, start of this week. If they're still quite short, I would look at that as a positive, just because you have plenty of contracts left to fill, left to cover. If they did cover a large amount of contracts and really shore up that net short position, say in beans, you know, it shows that the rally potential, at least in the short term, with harvest selling pressure, maybe isn't there quite as much as we think. And then on top of that, you know, just technicals, you got to watch different moving averages. You know, they always seem to stop markets on a rally and add support as well. The markets are overbought right now, you know, probably part of the reason you're seeing a correction today. So, you know, watch things like that. If we get down to the bottom where they're oversold, you know, history shows usually not the greatest time to sell either. Other than that, you know, I'm watching different options markets as well, you know, maybe with some overrun bushels during harvest. You look at it at the money July call, about 20 cents right now to get you through the third week of June. And then you look at a bean call at the money July's right now, probably about 50 cents. So, you know, just different numbers to keep in mind there as well.
And we've been speaking with Jalen Petek. He is with Farm Work Cooperative. And this has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me.